Today's ticker tape parade for the U.S. women's soccer team in New York City's Canyon of Heroes wasn't just a celebration of a world champion team. WNYC's Gwen Hogan reports it was a jubilant rally for female empowerment, gender equity, and tolerance.
A marching band, drumline, bagpipes, and 1 ton of shredded paper streaming from office buildings along Broadway. And thousands of spectators, many of them women and girls, all here to support the U.S. women's soccer team, like 21-year-old Kelly Nichols.
They're just the coolest, and they're very powerful.
And 18-year-old Maggie Modelis was there with her two younger sisters.
Yeah, I mean, all three of us want to be on that team one day, so we watch them, and that's like our dream.
Queer women like Kate Kelly, inspired by gay athletes on the team.
When women excel, when women achieve things, when women show us the way, it's important to show up for them.
And an older generation of women, too, like Kate DiPietro.
This is a sea change. Seeing boys wearing girls' jerseys, that didn't happen 20 years ago. This team has made that happen.
She's right. There were boys and men wearing the U.S. team's jerseys. And amid this sea change, two words were on the lips of many parade-goers.
Equal pay! Equal pay!
Players on the women's team are suing the U.S. Soccer Federation for gender discrimination. At a ceremony after the parade, Federation President Carlos Cordero took the stage. He mispronounced Megan Rapinoe's name, the tournament's top scorer, and was heckled by the crowd. They're shouting, "Cut the check." The women's team says they made 1/3 as much in bonuses during the 2015 World Cup as the men's team did the year before. But the women won. The men didn't make it into the quarterfinals. A little later, Rapinoe took the stage. And in her cheeky way...
In that fight with the Federation, sorry for some of the things I said. Not all of the things. But it's time to come together. This conversation.
She said she supported him. And she's looking forward to holding his feet to the fire.
I think he's with us. I think he's on the right side of things. I think he's going to make things right.
Rapinoe ended her remarks, asking everyone in the crowd to step outside themselves and be bigger and better, and to use the U.S. women's soccer team as an example of how to get there. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.